8 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, time for a look at the news for a Thursday, the 11th day of May for 2017. Well, plans for future facility improvements were the main topic of discussion at last night's meeting of the Amador School Board. The board approved moving forward with a project to renovate the athletic track at Argonaut High School. The school's current dirt track is in poor shape, and the school is unable to host competitive track events. The project will install a surface similar to the one found at Amador High School, with a base made of recycled tires and a running surface of a textured rubber-type material. The project is expected to cost about $450,000 and will be paid for with leftover funds from previous state-funded school improvements. The board also voted last night to move forward with studying the feasibility of a new bond issue to improve facilities throughout the school district. The general bond issue would be paid for with a property tax and require voter approval, with the next available elections being in the June and November 2018 cycle. Numerous details would need to be filled in before then, though, including a specific list of facilities to be improved, the total cost, and how the financing of the bond would be structured. The board approved up to $40,000 to be spent on the analysis of this project.
Well, dozens of people spoke at Tuesday night's Calaveras Unified School District Board of Trustees meeting, urging them to take action on class sizes and teacher pay. Members of the Calaveras Unified Educator Association, California State Educators Association, and many community members addressed the board during public comment period when CUEA President Lorraine Angel told us why they were concerned about class size and the teacher salaries.
The main reason is that we want class sizes that are good for students, so that students can learn and progress and do well. We know that the first 3 years of education are critical to, and if they're successful in those first 3 years and feel good about school, they're going to be successful through high school and all the way through college classes. So it's really important that creates the foundation. So we really want those class sizes lowered, and we want that in our contract that they will keep them to that number. The other thing that we're real concerned about with over 22,000 with a teacher shortage of over 22,000 teachers for this year alone, we are concerned about attracting and retaining good teachers in our district, and we can do that if we have programs and the class size, and we are paying them competitive salary and giving them the benefits that other districts are giving also.
Well, Angel says talks between the union and school district have stalled over those two items, as well as others.
Well, the Amador County Planning Commission conducted a 10-year review of the Kirkwood Meadows Master Plan and approved extensions for mining operations in eastern Amador County during their meeting. The commission reviewed the conditions of approval for the Kirkwood Meadows Master Plan, first approved in 2003, which governed private development, including single-family, multifamily, and commercial development on the 800 acres in private ownership. The review of the project included a report on the 180 conditions of approval on the development. While most were checked off, some issues remain, such as a dispute between the resort operator and the homeowners association on who's responsible for snow removal, the continued need and timing of traffic studies conducted for the development, and the need to revise a requirement that 30% of resort employees live at Kirkwood. The master plan now goes before the Board of Supervisors. The commission also approved 5-year extensions for a pair of mining operations near the border with Sacramento County. Both mine gravel and other aggregates and are currently shut down, but both sites are being maintained so that mining operations can resume in the future.
Well, crews have made more progress this week removing hazard trees from both public right-of-ways and private property in the Butte Fire area. The total number of trees on the ground has increased to 8,079, which now represents 96% of the trees slated for removal. Now, as we reported before, the last 100 or so hazard burnt trees are being removed at a slower pace due to location and complexity of removal. Cutting crews are working Doster, Jesus Maria, West Murray Creek, Potteroff, Cave City, Baker Riley, Warden, and Whiskey Slide Roads from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, weather permitting. Now, be patient. Drive slowly and watch out for cruise. If you have questions or concerns, call the Hazard Tree Hotline, 754-6767.
Well, gas prices continue to drop slightly throughout the Golden State. California's average price for regular unleaded is $2.97, about a penny below last month. It's also about 17 cents higher than a year ago. AAA's John Marino says prices are dropping due to increased production rates, an overabundance of gasoline in the marketplace, and moderate demand. California remains the second highest in the nation, second only to Hawaii. Locally, prices average around $2.99 for a gallon of regular unleaded. AAA says if you want to get the best mileage possible out of your vehicle, make sure it's properly maintained.
And Calaveras High School set the date for their graduation ceremonies. The 2017 graduation commencement ceremony will be taking place on Thursday, June 8th, 7:30 at Frank Meyer Field. A total of 204 graduates are set to participate this year. Five valedictorians will be recognized, all graduating over 4.0, and special recognition given to the foreign exchange students and to those who took part in Calaveras' civic engagement program. Entry into the graduation ceremony is by ticket only. Special handicap seating and parking will be available. For more information, contact Calaveras High School at 754-1811.
The frog jump record set by Rosie the Riveter of 21 feet, 5 and 3-quarter inches still stands this morning following yesterday's 43rd annual Capitol Frog Jump. Hosted by Senator Tom Berryhill on the East Lawn of the state capitol, the event is held each year to help publicize the annual Calaveras County event. Assemblymember Frank Bigelow served as the master of ceremonies for this year's event, which included a mix of elected officials, legislative staffers, and members of the public. This year's winner of the longest jump went to Assemblyman Kevin Kiley. His frog the Bounty Hunter, which jumped 12 feet, 1 inch. The shortest jump measured was awarded to Assemblyman Jim Frazier and his frog, Leroy Green, whose jump measured only 2 feet, 9 and a half inches. Assemblymember Bigelow's entry, Big Hat Bullfrog, jumped 10 feet, 4 and a half inches. Senator Berryhill, since he was hosting the event, did not enter a frog this year. Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee kicks off 1 week from today and runs through the 21st at Frogtown.
And Highway 4 may start opening toward the east as early as tomorrow. Currently, the highway remains closed at the Mount Reba turnoff as Caltrans crews removed snow on the highway near Lake Alpine. They noticed a washout that was the result of a culvert becoming plugged. The culvert was cleared, the structural repairs made, and the road is currently being patched. Once that happens, they'll move east and hope to have the highway open to the east end of Lake Alpine by the end of the week.
That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday, the 11th day of May for 2017. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.